BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The UN General Assembly has for the first time held a debate on a global nuclear arms ban. More than 120 countries endorsed such a treaty, but 40 UN members stayed away from the talks. The US envoy said national security required nuclear arms because of what she described as bad actors who could not be trusted. U.S. Senate investigators are planning to question Jared Kushner, the son-in-law and close advisor of President Trump, as part of their investigation into links between the Trump campaign and Russia. It's emerged that he spoke to the head of a Russian state-owned bank that is subject to U.S. sanctions. British police say they found no evidence that the man who killed four people in Westminster last week was associated with IS or Al-Qaeda. A senior counter-terrorism officer dismissed as pure speculation suggestions that Khalid Massoud had been radicalized in prison. The Pentagon says it places the highest priority on investigating claims that airstrikes by the US-led coalition killed a large number of civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul earlier this month. It acknowledged that airstrikes did take place in the immediate vicinity of the buildings where the casualties were reported. One of Brazil's main airlines' goal is to pay $1.3 million to an indigenous tribe in compensation for the damage caused by a plane crash more than 10 years ago. A private jet and a Gol commercial plane collided mid-air above the Caiapó Indigenous Reserve. Tribal leaders say they were forced to move because the land had become cursed with the spirits of the dead. Saudi Arabia is cutting taxes for oil companies in a bid to attract investment in the expected sale of shares in its energy giant Aramco. The country plans to sell 5% of Aramco next year as part of a strategy to diversify its economy. The American rapper Wiz Khalifa has angered Colombians by publishing photos of himself visiting the grave of the notorious drug lord Pablo Escobar in the city of Medellin. The local mayor said he should apologize. BBC News.